Wake up Buzz.ca.
Separating headlines
from hearsay.
It's Wake Up with Rob Snow on City News 101.1.
Let's talk about the Ontario government's housing bill. It's Bill 23. It'd mean huge changes for every neighborhood in Ottawa, every neighborhood in every municipality all across the province. We're joined by Colin Best this morning, the president of the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMO. He is also a city councillor in Milton. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Generally speaking, what is your opinion on Bill 23?
Well, as our board just met recently, we're very concerned with the implications, not only financial, planning, and environmental. It basically serves one purpose, to assist developers and speculators, and it's not a balanced approach.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Basically what they're doing is downloading the development charge is for affordable housing, which has not been defined, onto municipal taxpayers. That most municipalities I've talked to are looking at a 5 to 10% tax increase. This development charge is funds the infrastructure that builds communities.
Yeah, I guess the Ontario government's position is it's trying to incentivize developers to build more affordable units, and one way it wants to do that is to reduce or waive development charges, but you call it a downloading?
Yeah, well, what it's doing is passing their costs, you know, from a private interest onto the public and from the taxpayers who really can't afford it. It's basically meaning higher taxes for a lot of people that can't afford these new homes.
Okay. Let's talk about another aspect of the Ford's plan to try and spur development. It says to deal with housing affordability crisis, which is a supply and demand issue. Lots of demand, not enough supply. So one of the plans is to open up a part of the Ontario Greenbelt for development. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I totally oppose, because there's no need to it. The big city mayors, which Ottawa is included, is 29 municipalities, and they went through all their approvals, and they found that there's already 400,000 homes approved or a four-year supply within the current urban areas that builders are not building. They're holding on, and I've talked to some of the builders. They basically, the other issues of financial and construction costs. You know, they could build, but they just, it's not affordable. And building the green belt is going to cost everybody more, and it's not good planning policy. And we want to try and keep our communities safe and sustainable.
Okay. Here in Ottawa, not sure what the term is in Milton, but here in Ottawa, we have a term R1. Zoning in the municipality, one residence on any municipal lot. This Bill 23 would do away with that in any municipality all across the province, and there could be three housing units on a lot. What do you think about that, sir?
Well, I think it's a great idea, and it's a step in the right direction, because most municipalities have already done it. My municipality in the Halton region, we've been allowing two units in each residential lot since 2014. And it shows a lot of innovation by the province, and I welcome that. And the AMO board is welcome to working with the province. We've sent a letter to the Minister of Finance showing about 90 recommendations how we can make housing more affordable without touching the Greenbelt.
Okay. Generally speaking, how do you think this legislation could be improved, in your opinion?
Well, one, it can, you know, basically we've sent information to the minister, you know, showing how they can offset some of these costs. And we also have highlighted some of the work that we've been doing, not only in urban areas, but also rural areas, you know, throughout the province, in terms of reducing costs, improving planning. But we need to have the province at the table in terms of their investment, because they're not putting any money forward. They're asking the municipalities to fund this development.
Okay. What can be done? What I hear from people in the development industry is the time it takes to get planning departments and municipalities to approve projects. It can be very, not only expensive, but time consuming, years. projects are proposed and it can take years before any shovel ever goes into the ground. What can be done to improve that situation?
Well, that's when we're calling on the province to have a proactive approach and basically have everybody at the table and working together. And my municipality, and I know other ones, have actually been commended by builders on how fast we do it. But just remember, a lot of these developments are dependent on provincial approvals. It's through the Provincial Planning Act, the Provincial Building Code, and others that requires municipalities to take these steps. And we're welcome to working with the province in terms of reducing those timelines. But again, it's, you know, has to be everybody together, not just one community or other, because we're looking at building safe, you know, balanced communities that everybody benefits, not just the developers.
Okay. Councillor Best, thank you for your time this morning, sir. Great
You're
to
welcome.
Hear from
Have
you.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
take care.
I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, he's a city councillor in Milton and also the current president of AMO, that is the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. That is Colin Best. Let's get another look at your morning rush hour on this Monday morning. Gore Taylor is back with us.